Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Our scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host shall encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war shall rise up against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret of the tabernacle. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up on a rock, and now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies, round and about me. Therefore shall I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou sayest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I see. I have just read you from Psalms 27, from the first down through the eighth verse. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, but most of all, the doers of his most holy word. Father, we come on this evening, Lord, asking you today, Father, to forgive us for every known and unknown sin that we've committed against you, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, if we've offended anybody in any kind of way, Father, we ask you now to forgive us. If we've hurt anybody, if we've caused anybody to stumble, please forgive us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask you to search our hearts, our minds, and our spirits. If there is anything, Lord, in there that should not be, that will keep us separated from you, Lord, we ask you to remove it today, right now, in the name of Jesus. We ask you today to create in us a clean heart, to remove, to put in us a right spirit and a sound mind, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come now just asking you to bind the strong man, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you right now, Lord, to bind the strong man now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Every negative and evil thought and every negative and evil way, every wicked thing, Lord, I ask you to bind it right now. Everything that try to come against our radio broadcast, Lord, anyone that's on our radio broadcast, out in radio land, Lord, I ask you to bind everything that's not like you, anything, Father, that try to come against us, Lord, today, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I'm asking you now, Lord, to let me decrease, that the Holy 100%, I want to decrease 100%. That the Holy Ghost may take over and increase 100%, Lord. I ask you also, Lord, to send your angels to encamp all through our radio broadcast today, Lord. I'm asking you today to send your anointing today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to send it, Lord. Send your anointing today, Father, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you right now, Lord, to put a shift in the atmosphere on our radio broadcast, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Take over, Holy Ghost, and take control of our radio broadcast on today, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just give it up. I surrender all. I surrender, Lord. I'm asking you right now to cover everyone, Lord, under the sound of my voice today, in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm asking you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, to bless it. Bless right now, Lord. Bless right now, Lord. Bless right now, Lord. Bless right now, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we'll be careful to give you all the praise, Father, all of the glory, all of the honor, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise God, everybody. Hallelujah. We just thank and praise God today for another opportunity to be on our radio broadcast today. God is such a good God. And I just thank and praise him on today. He's such a mighty, mighty God. I thank and praise him today. We're going to get ready to go into our, into our testimony service today. It's such an awesome, you know, God just, he keep on proving himself, just like he did the children of Israel. He just keep on proving himself, and he don't have to keep doing it for me, because I know God loves me. And I just thank him today. Hallelujah. I feel some kind of way on today. You know, I feel the anointing of God today, but I feel some kind of way on today. And I thank and praise God on today. I just want to just testify for a few minutes. You know, I give God praise. You know, sometimes we have to just let God be in control of every situation and every circumstance that we have. Is when we're waiting, while we're waiting, you know, it's things that we should be doing while we're waiting for God to take care of whatever situation it is. But, you know, I just thank and praise God that he's given me patience. He still has me on the potter's wheel. He's still working on me, smoothing out so many rough edges and so many knots, so many bruises. And God is still doing what he do best. He's being God, and he's seeing after us. He's molding and making and shaping us and forming us into what he would have us to be and what he want us to be. So, you know, I give God praise. I thank and praise God for my husband, how he's covered us and how he's continually touching and healing his body. I thank God for that. I thank God for my children and my grandchildren, my great-grand. I thank God how he's covering and protecting them. I just thank God for how he's working in the ministry. I thank God for all of the spiritual children that I have. I just thank God for being who he is. I'm just so excited today. And I can't say enough. You know, it seems like I can't do enough, and I truly can't say enough. So all the things he done for us, I just can't. Every time he wakes me up, every day he wakes me up, I just thank him. You know, that's not hard. You know, some folks went to bed last night that didn't get up, but we up. So it's another opportunity every day your feet hit the floor to praise God and thank him for waking you up. Because believe me, you could be standing, you could be in the grave and not standing on top of the ground. I thank and praise God. You know, we have so many things. Hallelujah. So many folks is hungry. I was, my spiritual son over in Nigeria the other night when he was on, he said it was an incident happened at his mother-in-law's house where his wife was. And I guess, I don't know what they call the police, but they call them something over there. I couldn't understand it. And anyway, his wife was at his mother's house. And some young lady there had money. They don't allow you to have money or something, he was saying. And they went over there, and they raided the house where his wife was, and they hit his wife in the face with the butt of the gun. They took all of the money that they had in the house, and he was just so upset about it. But he called me this morning because I prayed fiercely to the Lord. I cried out for them because she's 8 months pregnant, and I know for sure that he was upset about it. And so, you know, when you're trying to do something for God, the enemy is always trying to distract you. So I just thank God that they didn't hurt the baby and all this. He can give more money, but it's the baby and stuff that I was worried about. So I did get a chance to talk to her, and I thank God for today that he made everything. He took right on care, good care of them at her mother's house. But just don't you see how blessed you are? Just don't you see how blessed you are? They can't even have money unless they report it. And if you do, they'll take it from you. They took the money. Hallelujah. They took the money. Some young lady had money, but she had money that they was going to get something for the baby, and she didn't let nobody know, so she knew it wasn't for her, but they took everybody's money. So, you know, you have to just thank God that we can work and make money and put it in our bank or put it in our purse or wherever. You know, that's a blessing from the Lord. Yeah. So I'm going to, is there any more testimonies today? Could I play another song?
Deborah, I'd like to give a testimony. This is from St. Louis. Amen. To God be the glory.
Amen.
I greet everyone in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, of End Time for Global Ministries and everyone in the broadcast. And I just thank God for you, Apostle Deborah, for just lifting up the name of Jesus, come what may. And I just see the wonderful gift and glory of God upon your life, you and Apostle Dean. And
God.
I just thank God for
praise
you both. And I just want to encourage you. I just want to give God praise. You know, God, Jehovah God has been wonderfully awesome to me. I'm in my time of, like you said, he's constantly working on us and growing. And I don't know if there's a misconception about being, no matter where you are in your walk with Christ or what your vocation or calling is, we belong to God. We're ever growing. We're ever being disciplined to be the disciples or ambassadors or ministers, preachers, whatever our calling is, even if it's secular. We, in our personal lives as believers, God is always working on us to edify us and keep us together so that we can go and be a blessing to others. Amen. And that is my testimony right now. I know I'm in time of growth, that I have to shed tears because I'm experiencing, now the Lord is letting me know I'm experiencing growing pains. Amen. It's not always a sorrowful cry that I cry. Sometimes I feel just a little frustrated because God has me in territorial working in realms and territories that I'm unaccustomed to. I'm used to kind of handling myself and having some type of handle on things. But God has kind of did me like the eagles do their baby eagles. They throw them out the nest at some point. But one thing they do is when the baby is can't catch their little wind or ain't ready to fly as high, they'll go get them and bring them back up. Amen. And so I just thank God for working with me, for his patience, and that the glory of God is still upon my life. You know, the enemy in my classroom, sometimes I get attacked, you know, and it's only because, you know, you are all my leaders, my spiritual leaders and counselors and my elders keep me lifted up to say an edifying word to encourage me to keep me on track that God is with me. I can go and do that for others, and I know God is with me because I'm reading his word and I'm studying, but I've been experiencing a lot of warfare. The enemy trying to let me, you're supposed to be so tough and so strong for the Lord. Where the Lord now? Right, you know. But when I wake up the next morning, hallelujah, and I think about all the great things God is doing right now.
Yes,
I ain't got to look back too far. I can look back and see he's brought me thus far. Amen. And he's just so good. He said, the Lord, the Holy Spirit spoke to me this morning, said, you lack no good thing. All things are yours. And I have anointed you with
thank
power.
You, Lord.
Last night while I was studying, you know the Lord said, you are holy.
Thank you, Lord.
We have to go deep down in places that may be uncomfortable. You might not know your way around where God may need to use you. And you have to fight a war and not get a little dirty.
Come on, man.
And then when I think about where God brought me up, it wasn't like I was in a clean, pure place. But Jesus came out of Nazareth, and they said, Nazareth, what good thing could come out of Nazareth? Amen. So we still lining up with the word. We still true disciples. We still true to the game, as they say. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And
thank you, Lord.
Being edified, and you know, you just really just encourage me, you know, to give my testimony, because sometimes, you know, you get tired of getting hit a little bit. I'd be like, Lord, show me how to duck and move. I ain't no real boxer or fighter or nothing. I'm the kind that used to say I'm a lover, not a fighter. I'm still that way.
Come on, man.
I ain't planning to keep getting hit either. And you just encourage me. Your testimony is so powerful. Oh, my God. And, you know, you've shared some things with me, and you've introduced me to your beautiful family. Lord have mercy. And
you
are bountifully blessed, woman of God. I thank God for you. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
I just wanted to give my little testimony and say, let the Lord know I'm still on form. I'm still on form.
Amen.
Yeah, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Amen. We just want to thank Prophetess Lisa for her testimony. I'll be encouraged by her too, by her testimonies and stuff. And God said, you know, we have to encourage each other. We have to, he said, when you're done, strengthen your brother. Strengthen him. Strengthen your brother. So I just thank and praise God. We're going to have another song. Hold on.
Tell you God is able, and He won't stop.
God is able, I tell you. It ain't nothing like God. Ain't nothing God can't do. We have to surely look to God for everything. We have to surely look to God for everything. God is an awesome God. An awesome God. Do we have any more testimonies? Any more testimonies? You know, God is so good, and we shouldn't have to cram you and try to get you to say something for the Lord, because God has been so good to all of us. So I just thank and praise him on today. We're going to have, because we're over in our praise and worship now, we're going to have maybe one more song, and then we're going to go on into the Word of God.
Yeah.
Today, Lord, just thanking you for another opportunity, Lord, to bring your word to your people, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, I'm asking you today to let me decrease 100%, that the Holy Ghost may teach and preach 100% to your people, Father. Lord, I ask you to let the anointing come, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I ask you to cover every that's on this line, every soul, every ear, Lord. I ask you to take over and take control of them, Lord. Let your anointing come, Father. In the name of Jesus, minister to your people, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray and I ask all these things for your glory. Amen. 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 I just thank and praise God for another opportunity today to just bring the word of God to the people of God. Those of you that's in radio land and those that's on our radio broadcast, I just want to encourage you today because there's so many things that we're going through, so many things that's happening today that we need to stay encouraged. Don't give up. Always have some kind of hope in you. You know, we always have to have it because, you know, we're going through a lot. We're going through storms. If we're not going through one, we're coming out of one, or we right in the middle of one, you know. But God knows all things. God is everywhere, all at the same time. Today, we're going to talk about a wounded worshiper. A wounded worshiper. That's what God gave me to talk on, a wounded worshiper. And when I tell you, a lot of times God allow us to get wounded. Hallelujah. He allow us to see what's going on. He allow it to happen. Feel good. I'm just telling you. But while we're wounded, we still need to be worshiping. And I got so many scriptures I can talk from. And I will talk from two or three today. But I just want to encourage you, wounded worshiper, that while you're wounded, you got to still worship God. Hallelujah. God is the one that's going to take you through this stuff. So while we're wounded, hallelujah, while we cut up, while we beat up, we got to still worship God. We got to still stay on the battlefield. We have to still call on the name of the Lord, hallelujah. I'm telling you, this thing right here hit home so good, so close. It hit home. When I tell you it hit home, it did. We all are wounded. Believe me. We're wounded worshipers, and God wants us to be worshipers. You know he wants us to worship, and I can't see no other way, hallelujah, but to worship God in everything we do and in everything we say. We got to still worship God. So we're going to be coming from the 16th chapter of Acts, starting with the 16th verse. And it came to pass as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying Paul and us, and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which shows unto us the way of salvation. And this did she many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus to come out of her. And he came out the same hour. And when her masters saw that the hope of their gains were gone, they called Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace unto the rulers and brought them to the magistrate, saying, these men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city and teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive. Neither do observe being Romans. And the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrate rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely, who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison was shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison awake out of his sleep, and seeing the prisoner's door open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm, for we are all here. Then he called for a light and sprang in and came tumbling, fell down before Paul and Silas, and brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house. And they spake unto him the word of the Lord and to all that were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes and was baptized, he and all of his straightway. And when he had brought them into his house, he set meat before them and rejoiced, believing in God with all his house. And when it was day, the magistrate sent the servant, saying, let those men go. And the keeper of the prison told this, saying to Paul, the magistrate have sent to let you go. Now, therefore, depart and go in peace. But Paul said unto them, they have beaten us openly uncondemned, being Romans, and have cast us into prison, and now do they thrust us out privily? Nay, verily, but let them come themselves and fetch us out. And the surgeon told these words unto the majesty, and they feared when they heard that they were Romans, and they came and besought them and brought them out and desired them to depart out of the city. And they went out of the prison and entered into the house of Lydia. And when they had seen the brethren, they confronted them and departed. Now I've read you from the 16th chapter of Acts, from the 16th verse down to the 40th verse. And when I tell you, Paul and Silas, they were beat with many stripes. Paul had been beat so bad. Paul was beat after he had been like a fasting or a purification by the Jews. Paul was beat so many times. He was beat five times. He was expelled, him and Barnabas, for teaching. Paul was in a shipwreck. He was beaten of the Jews five times, and and received 40 stripes, 3 times beaten with a rod. Once he was stoned and left for dead. Daniel was thrown into the lion's den. You know, he had to interpret dreams, and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was thrown into the fire furnace. You can't tell me that we, and they still prayed. Even when Paul and Silas was in jail, they still worshiped and praised God. That's how God heard them, and that earthquake came, and he opened up the doors for them to come out. When Paul was on the shipwreck, he was in a shipwreck, Paul had to, they was taking him into captivity, into prison. And Paul was trying to tell them, because he had been fasting, and God was speaking clearly to Paul. Paul told them not to go to Malta, but they wanted to go, and they would not believe Paul because he was in prison. He was considered as a prisoner, but they went anyway. He was beat with rods. He was beaten with lashes, 40 lashes. Paul was wounded. Silas and Paul was wounded, but they worshiped anyway. He worshiped. He was fasting when he was in the shipwreck. He was fasting when that cobra snake latched onto his hand. He was fasting and he was worshiping God. Hallelujah. Sometimes we get wounded. Don't ever think because you're a Christian or you're a believer or you love God that you're not going to be wounded. Because if you don't get wounded, something wrong. Something wrong, you ain't doing nothing if you're not wounded. He said, if you suffer with me, if you suffer, you're going to reign with me. But if you don't do no suffering, if you're not out here on the battlefield, if you're not in warfare, something wrong. Because the enemy going to say, well, they ain't doing nothing, no way, we ain't got to worry about them. Mm-mm. But it's so many men and women in the Bible that was wounded, and they still praised God. They still had to praise God. They still had to go to work. Like I said, Daniel, he was thrown in the lion's den. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, they was thrown in the fiery furnace. You know, the disciples was beat. They was, because they were still teaching. He said, don't teach, they teach anyway. He said, don't pray, they prayed anyway. They did what they had to do, what God commanded them to do. They did. They stood for the Lord. And they still got beat with many stripes. They still was pushed. They was wounded because they was always in a fight. Even Satan tempted Jesus, trying to mess him up and distract him on his 40-day fast. When you're doing something for the kingdom, when you're in there and doing something for God, you're always going to get wounded. If you don't get wounded, something wrong, I'm telling you. You're not doing what you should be doing. There's no way we're going to just stay down here on this earth and not be in a fight. That's why God said put on the whole armor of God. But he know you're going to have on an armor and you still going to get wounded. You're going to get wounded, I'm telling you. When we go about our day, every day, and I'm talking about on this earth, now, every day we go through something. Every day, if it's not this, it's that. We go through some things. We always standing on the word of God. And when you stand on God's word, you're going to get wounded because folks don't want to hear it. Folks don't want to hear it. I was looking at my phone yesterday. And I don't know how it popped up, but it did pop up. I was looking at Rick Warren stuff or something. And he had some post on there where somebody had posted where the witches was praying against Trump until they get him out. I said, Lord, I ask your forgiveness because we definitely, and I pray for him, got to pray for this man, and we need to all pray for him. We may not all like him. We may not all have voted him in, but we better be praying for him. He say, pray for those that have rule over you. When I saw that, I said, Lord, suffer which not to live. I don't care how bad this man is. They ain't got no power nor authority to be praying against this man. You know, and we got to be on our jobs. We got to pray for, like God say, pray. We still, because we cannot agree just because we want him out. We can't agree with them because that is the trick of the enemy. That's just the trick. So, and if you don't, and if you do, they going to come back at you. You're going to get wounded. In any circumstance, in time you're trying to do what right, you're going to be wounded for God's sake. And he said, if you suffer a while, you're going to reign with him. You're going to reign with him. I thank and praise God today. He don't have to do what he's doing for us. He don't have to be what he's being to us. I thank and praise God on today. And when you're talking about wounded, this take time because I'm so excited about it because I done read, just like Joseph, when they threw him down, that whatever they threw him down, a hole or something, and they throwed him over in the prison after they sold him, and then he went to Potiphar's house. Then the wife did some stupid stuff. Then they threw him in prison. He still found favor, but he still was wounded. All this time, Joseph was wounded, and he still praised God. He still looked up to God for everything he needed. And then not only Joseph, Job lost everything he had in 24 hours. He lost everything he had in 24 hours, and he had bars and sores all over his body. But when I tell you, then his wife come to him, you need to curse God and die. Job was like, oh, no. He said, though you slay me, yet will I trust you. I'm going to be right here doing this until my change comes. Hallelujah. We got to worship God. I don't care what the wound look like. I don't care what the cut look like. Hallelujah. That word right there is going to cut you and heal you up. That two-edged sword. That's what I'm talking about. And so when Jesus, when God sent Jesus down and wrapped him in that flesh, hallelujah, he came down here for us, hallelujah. He didn't have to do it, but he did. He sent his only begotten son down here, and he got wounded for us, hallelujah. And I thank God for sending Jesus. They took him from judgment hall to judgment hall. He was beat. He was spit on. They pour hair out of his head. And they did all kind of stuff to Jesus. But he did not come down from that cross to save himself. He decided to die because he didn't have to. But he decided to die just to save me and you. And I thank God on today.
Yeah, thank you.
I just want to read a little of this. It says, he's despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. And we hid as it were our faces from him, and he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he had borne our grief and carried our sorrow, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was abused for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we were healed. When I tell you, that's over in Isaiah 53:5. When I tell you, God sent his only begotten son down here to die for us. They pierced him in the side. Hallelujah. They set a crown of thorns on his head. They did all those things to my Savior. Our Savior, he died for us. Hallelujah. I just thank God every time I think about being wounded and worshiping anyway, because Jesus got up there between those two things. He said, Father, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing. And you know he didn't have to even say that. He did so. He put beside his wounds to try to call God, because he couldn't kill us all from just what them Romans or whoever killed them did. But I thank God today. Those little walls that I'm taking in the name of Jesus ain't nothing but what my Savior went through. I'm telling you, it's nothing but what the Savior went through for us because he could have let us die and go to a burning hell. But I thank God today. He stood right up on that cross for us. He could have come down. He didn't have to let him kill him. But he did because he is the Savior of the world. I thank God today for sending his only begotten Son. And he was wounded. And he still worshiped God. He still gave God the praise. He still gave God the praise. Just like Daniel. Just like Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego. Just like Joseph. I thank God on today. He didn't have to do it. None of them had to do it. And we got to do it too. We some wounded worshipers. And if we not wounded, something wrong. And no sucking me so I just thank God today. I thank him on today that we're wounded. We're wounded worshipers. Every time my heart feels some kind of way, every time my spirit get wounded, every time my emotions get wounded, I run to my prayer room. I run down and get on the way station and call on the name of the Lord. I know one thing. I can tell you myself that God will heal a wounded spirit. God will heal bruised emotions. And I thank him today. He is a healer, you know. Jesus is a healer, you know. And I just thank God. I thank him today. There's so many women out there. So many, Lord. I thank God. There's so many women and men that's been wounded. They're wounded. They don't want to even think about Jesus and God anymore. It's our duty to teach them. Go out there and love on them and ask God to heal them. And so many of them broke up and tore up from church folk being wounded out here in the street. I'm telling you today, I thank God on today. I thank God. I just thank you today. I thank you for healing us. God is a healer. He'll heal a broken heart. He'll heal a broken and wounded spirit. I tell you, he will. I thank him today. Hallelujah. Just like Paul and Silas prayed and prayed until them prayed the door slung open. We got to keep on praying to the Lord. I don't care how wounded we are. I don't care how wounded we are. He says, you suffer with me. You're going to reign with me. Sometimes we got to go through something. Sometimes we got to. But we got to know that God is right there. And he know how much we can bear.
Yes.
He know how much we can bear. So I thank and praise God on today.
Thank you, Jesus.
I thank God. Hallelujah. For he is good. And it's mercy. It's mercy. And do it forever.
Yes,
I thank
ma'am.
And praise God this day. He is such an awesome God.
Yes.
Such an awesome God. Sometimes we have to get wounded. And when you're not experiencing nothing, and you're in the Word every day, and you worshiping and praising God every day, and you doing what you're supposed to do, you're on the battlefield for the Lord, and you ain't been wounded, something wrong. Examine yourself. I know I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord, and I'm going to get wounded sometimes. We're going to have some scrapes and scars sometimes, a little shaking, a little beating. Sometimes. Thank God today. I'm not going to keep you on too much longer, but I just want you to know, don't feel bad by getting wounded for God, for the kingdom.
Thank you, Lord.
Because God, Jesus, sent his only son that got wounded and died for us.
My
and I thank God that he gave me an opportunity to be wounded for him. Hallelujah. I thank God that I can be wounded for the Lord, for the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. I give God some praise today. And I give him glory. Hallelujah. We're going to get ready to close out, and I just want to Let everybody know that I love you and God loves you. We're going to get ready to go. I just thank you, Jesus. It's still down in my spirit because he's been telling me this. I taught on wounded spirit and abused emotions on Friday and last Friday. And he came right back saying, a wounded worshiper. And I just thank God today. It's all down in my spirit. And then I got confirmation on Friday from prophetess. Hallelujah. And I just thank him today. Hallelujah. And I give him glory. Lord, we just thank you today. We thank you for your word.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for confirmation.
Thank you for
being able to be wounded for you. We thank you that you was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquity. Lord, we thank you today for your only begotten Son. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you to cover everyone under the sound of my voice today. I ask you right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, to cover them when they're going in and when they're coming out, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Everyone in radio land, Lord, I ask you to cover on today in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we thank you, Lord.
We thank you.
The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen. God bless you all. You have the rest of the day, a blessed day, and God loves you and I love you too. Amen. Have a good day.
Amen. Love you. Glory. Hallelujah.